Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to this episode of Making Shifts Happen with Dr. Stephanie Stanfield. Are you searching for answers beyond diet and exercise? Join us as Dr. Steph shares insightful tips you can use to feel better right now and valuable information about your health that you may not know. It's all served up with a healthy dose of smiles and laughter along the way. Now, here's Dr. Steph.
Hello, it's Dr. Steph, and I would like to welcome you to the 39th episode of Making Shifts Happen, where we're going to inspire, inform, and motivate you to succeed with creating your optimal healing and improve your health and wellness. For those of you joining us live here on Blog Talk Radio, it's great to have you with us. If you are joining us through a podcast on your smartphone, tablet, computer, or Wi-Fi radio, a very special welcome to you as well. These podcasts are designed to keep you on the leading edge of information about a variety of health topics. My team and I are dedicated to bringing you valuable information so you can learn about what you can do to improve your health and start living an increasingly purposeful life. We will be here every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Mountain Time, so please plan on joining us each and every week. Today is a little bit more of an informal chat about a couple of things that have come up. So I'd like to start out with a quote. Let us not be content to wait and see what will happen, but give us the determination to make the right things happen. And this is according to Horace Mann. I like that quote a lot. It seems to fit in with what we're going to do today. So, the name of the episode is You Get What You Give. And this has come up from a little bit of our discussion last week. I hope everyone was able to tune in to the interview with Jody Powell, naturopathic doctor. And she does work with homeopathy. And I met with her later in the week. And there were some interesting things that came up, and they brought up some questions about a lot of things that are happening out in the world today according to, like, the law of attraction, because homeopathy is like cures like, or sometimes opposite cures like. And homeopathic energy is all about vibration. So let's come back into everything is energy. In Einstein's equation, and he was a great thinker of our time, and he came up with this equation, E equals mc squared. And we've referred to this in other broadcasts. I'm not quite sure which ones they are, but we have talked about that famous equation, E equals mc squared. In this equation, E means energy. And I find it interesting. I don't know much about the formation of equations. I don't know how they come into being. This was pretty simple. Most people have heard of this. But it means energy, which is the first part of the equation. So for me, one of the things that Einstein is telling us, either through the equation or through the construction of the equation, that energy is everything. Everything is energy. Energy equals matter mc times a constant squared. So his constant was the speed of light. He thought the speed of light was constant. Well, it is for the most part fairly constant, but it's a great reminder that as we get a little bit more advanced scientifically, some things that we thought were true simply are not. So we thought the North Pole always stayed at the north, and now we're finding out not necessarily. The North Pole is moving, and some major airports are having to change the numbers on their runways because they're not facing the true magnetic north as it is today. So this is just absolutely fascinating, that the things we think are absolute constants and we base our lives around may or may not be constant. Everything is energy, and energy is changeable, and energy is mutable, and it shifts, and it just is so beautiful on so many different levels. Let's come back to this. Energy equals matter times the speed of light squared, or E equals mc squared. Now, I'm not sure how fast the speed of light is. I could probably Google it and have that number available for you in this show. However, I don't think it's that relevant. Let's just say it's really, really fast. And to get matter to be as quick as energy, you would have to times matter by the speed of light squared. Now, that's not an arithmetic dynamic of 2 plus 2 is 4. That's not a square. A square is it when it's two times as great. So equals the speed of light squared. So that's how fast energy is. And it's simultaneous. As soon as something happens in your energetic body, the whole of the energetic body knows it. It doesn't travel anywhere. It is just there. And energy is everywhere. And the reason that this came up is because there were a couple of questions about homeopathy and why is homeopathy such an effective way to deal with some of the disorders or discomfort or dis-ease that is going on in the body. When the body is matter, but the remedy is vibrational in nature. Also, we're going to talk a little bit about music next week. So how does music heal and how does music de-stress us? We'll get into that next week. But it does have to do with vibration. So I was wavering between doing music as a topic this week and everything is energy. You get what you give, because the law of attraction is so big out there. I flipped a coin. I just said, okay, let me just decide based on a coin flip. And I went over to a place where I used to work to have lunch. And this is a place where I actually got written up in my job review for being too happy. The statement was, she smiles all the time. I hear her laughing. I hear her giggling. She's creating a disruption in the work environment. I just can't work next to this person. She's too happy. Well, I thought that was very interesting. And I kind of sat with that off and on for a while. And at first I was pretty outraged, and then I got upset about it, and then I thought it was a reflection on who I was. And it is. It is a reflection on who I am. If somebody doesn't want to be around somebody who's genuinely happy, it really has nothing to do with the person who's happy. It has to do with the person who can't be around happiness. And so blessings to that person, because they really have given me a touchstone and an understanding of what their life might be like. And this helps me get into my client's head, and this helps me get into my listener's head. If happiness annoys you and you can't be around someone who's genuinely happy and exuding a high vibrational level of joy, that speaks more about your life than it speaks about the other person's life. So let's see what we can do to change some of our vibrations. So this is a case where, according to humorist Loretta LaRoche, you can fake it till you make it. You can actually smile. And so I did this on the way over to the place where I used to work. And I smiled all the way over. And drivers, when I was crossing the street, would smile and wave. Okay, I like that. I walked by people on the sidewalk. Most of the time, they kept their heads down and their eyes on the ground. That's fine. I like to see where I'm going, and I like to watch where I'm walking. So I didn't have an issue with that. Got into the building. Saw two people that I just know, quote, on sight. And that could be both, S-I-T-E and S-I-D-H-T. When I see them, I recognize them, but I don't know them. Or I see them on sight, and they've created a context for me. At any rate, we both go out of our way to say hello to each other and smile and wave. I go up to the cafeteria where I'm going to have lunch, and literally there were four people that saw me at the same time. They converged on my table, and they all waited to give hugs. I thought that was just absolutely wonderful on a day where I'm going to talk about you get what you give. And so these people know me as someone friendly. They know me as someone happy to see them. They're willing to stand for 30 or 40 seconds in a crowded cafeteria to get a hug. Isn't that wonderful? So that's probably one of the reasons the coin flipped for me to do this show today, because I'm coming back still refreshed, still exuberant, still in a high vibration as a result of those lunchtime hugs. And by the way, hugs are really good for you. We'll talk about that a little bit later. So let's move into you get what you give. I give out a sense of happiness, a sense of joy, a sense of peace, because that's what's inside, and people recognize that. And one day I was not having the best day, and somebody walked up to me and said, "You look like you could use a smile." And I said, "Yes, thank you very much." And we smiled and we hugged. I felt better. They felt better. And it really doesn't matter why. So you get what you give. I usually give smiles. I usually like to give a sense of peace. Maybe a sense of respite, you know, full and crowded day. I hope those of you that are listening to this can imagine that I sit and do my radio shows with a smile on my face. And this brings us into something that's been really interesting. The law of attraction. Like attracts like. However, opposites attract. But how can both of those be true? And they both are. But we're talking about two different properties. In the law of attraction, it's an energetic currency, like when you have a flow, you're moving from a like pole to, a like pole to a like pole. And there's an electrical flow of movement. And in magnetic energy, like repels like. It says magnetic, like poles repel each other. So the way to create a magnetic attraction is to have a north pole attracting a south pole. And in that instance, opposites attract, because the north pole of the magnet is associated with the south pole of another magnet. So both of those things are true, and they are both operating in us at the same time. So let's go back to the anatomy of a thought. And in the anatomy of the thought, in that blog talk, we talk about what happens in the body when you think a conscious or unconscious thought. You have electrical, you have magnetic, you have chemical, you have emotion, you have informational substances, you have an overall energetic response to that thought. So when you want to begin attracting good things in your life, people say, well, think good thoughts and you'll attract good things. If you think negative thoughts, you'll attract negative things. But all those come down to a judgment of what's good and bad, right and wrong. I'd like to step into the vibration of what you get, what you give. So we're coming up on a commercial break, and I'd like to remind those who listen to the commercial break, instead of taking a minute to take a drink of water or go to the bathroom, that the audio for the Calm Moms free report is no longer available. I do have a Calm Moms webinar coming up, and you can sign up for that and watch the free webinar for From Stress to Calm for Moms. That link will be available in the show information. and I'll be back with you in just a minute.
Stress is so common in our fast-paced society right now, we don't realize how much it depletes us and how much time and energy we spend just trying to get through our day. What if you knew ways to manage your stress and your energy so that you would have more energy at the end of every day? Did you know that with a little help and information on the Calm Moms free report, you can begin relieving your stress? Start feeling more peaceful right away. Get your life back on track and become more efficient with your time and time management. Relieve pain. And this is important for moms and their children. Have fewer doctor visits and suffer less from illness. You can sign up for this Calm Moms free report on www.makingshiftshappen.com/calm-moms-free-report. Go to Making Shifts Happen right now and register for this life-changing free report. Remember, this life-enhancing report is absolutely free. And as a special bonus, if you act right now, you'll be sent an audio of the main tips to remind you of how to be peaceful and calm. This Calm Moms free report in audio is a limited time offer. So act right now to get your special bonus.
And we're back. Please remember to sign up for the Calm Moms webinar and for the Calm Moms free report. I really appreciate all your support. And that program has an affiliate program. So if you're interested in not only participating in the Calm Moms program, but you can also promote it to other people as an affiliate. And that's available to you on the website as well. Just look under the affiliate navigation tab. Let's come back to what we were discussing. The magnetic like poles repel type thing in electricity. So how do we move and how do we understand this law of attraction, or you get what you give, in multiple dimensions? It was so interesting. I was attending a party with a friend, and excuse the language here, but I thought it was so appropriate. One of the friend's daughters came in, and she said, well, she has a really interesting resting bitch face. And I about dropped my jaw, and I started laughing. No, I get really tickled with this. Makes me wonder what my normal face looks like to people. Just whether it's reflective of what's going on or whether I have a resting bitch face and I don't even know it. That's so true, though, because your facial expressions, your body language, your energy, we all read these. Energy doesn't lie. So we think we can be projecting something. The reality is energy doesn't lie. So if that projection isn't truly who we are, people see through it pretty quickly. They see through that fog that we're trying to put up in front. And I thought about this resting bitch face, excuse the language again, because I know people who only smile when they're interacting with other people, as if they put on a social front and let me smile so people will think whatever that person needs them to think. I tell you, even sometimes when I'm writing the show, I'm smiling because part of where my vibration sits, I think it sits in a happiness range. So I've been reading a book called Daring Greatly by Brené Brown, and in it she talks about shame. And she alludes a couple of times to an emotional vibration of shame. But David Hawkins, in his book Power versus Force, got really deeply immersed in measuring shame. And he was a physicist, and I believe he dabbled in homeopathy if he wasn't fully trained in homeopathy. So he understood a lot of the dynamics of vibrational medicine, vibrational living, vibrational healing, and he puts shame as one of the lowest emotions on his chart. And Brené Brown was a researcher, and she's done a TED Talk, and you can Google her TED Talk, B-R-E-N-E, Brown. And in there, she talks about how she researched shame, and she came up with a term that she likes called wholeheartedness. And I thought about that for a while I was reading the book and integrating it into my beliefs, my mental models, how I deal with things. And I think what Brené Brown is saying is that when you come into a vibration so low, like shame, where it causes you to disrupt and really blow up, not only your relationship with the people you love, but with your relationship with yourself, shame is the great atom bomb to relationships. It just blows everything up. It destroys relationships. Currently, we're going through the James Holmes, who did the theater shooting in Aurora, and his mom kept saying we didn't know how bad he was. And I'm reminded of the vibration of shame disrupting not only relationship with self, but disrupting relationship with family and community, and then feeling so isolated. And that's one of the hardest challenges for humans to be. Even people who are in hate groups or whatever, they seek a group. They seek to be known for who they are, even if it's a low vibration like hate. Because as humans, we're designed to operate in cohesiveness and in relationship with others. But if our shame is so great and our vibration is so low, it's very hard to even come up with a smiling bitch face or a resting bitch face, much less a smiling face. Whereas, as Brené says, if you can move into wholeheartedness, if you can move into a higher vibration, you find your life is lived differently. And that's where she gets into daring greatly. So joy is an emotional vibration that's higher than the emotional vibration of courage. So if you can have courageous joy, boy, are you operating at a high level of vibration. And sometimes I find that to walk into this place where I used to work voluntarily, I'm over there just because I want to eat lunch there. They have great food. Sometimes I mix that joy and that courage together, and I come up with courageous joy so that even seeing the people that eliminated my position does not cause me distress, but it caused me great joy. Because without that happening in my life, I wouldn't be where I am today doing what I'm doing. And so I walk into that place with my head high and a smile on my face that is wholehearted and genuine. And people respond to that. People I don't even know anymore because I haven't been there since 97. I'm walking down the halls smiling, happy, wholehearted. And they smile in return. So it's almost like I'm collecting smile bucks for that as I move over there. Because sometimes without clients in my office, I'm the only one in here. And it's good for me to get out and stretch my legs and spread my wings and go and smile at a few people and collect a few smiles in return. I really like doing that. And for me, it's a whole mind-body giving. I know when I go in there, I'm centered, I'm balanced, I'm hydrated, I've been breathing. I'm going over there to enjoy myself, to eat some delicious food, to see some people that I haven't seen for a while, to collect a few hugs. And I can't think of anything that's much better than that. So that's one of the things that I'm beginning to understand about this law of attraction. People would say, well, you're sending out good energy, so you're getting back good energy. That's not really what's happening. What's happening is I'm in this whole mind-body experience that is connection and thriving and joy and looking at good food and smelling the smells and a whole immersion into a sense of joyful experience. And really being a part of it. Being a part of it. Sending out. No matter whether I work here or not, I belong. We're all humans. We're all together in this. And if I can brighten someone's day with a smile, or they can brighten my day with a smile, hey, this is great. This is how it should be. I don't want my resting bitch face to turn somebody away or to even make them think that I'm unhappy with them, because I'm not. So I'm working on my resting face to make sure that it's reflective of the emotional state of where I am and the full mind-body immersion into the present moment. I really can't think of it. I do apologize. I seem to have been cut off. I'm not quite sure where the cutoff happened, but I remember that I was sitting here just being fully immersed in the mind-body experience of joy, the emotional vibration of joy, radiating it out 8,000 miles, and being very, very happy to be doing this show and connecting with you today. So I'd like to end this with a quote from the unknown author. Let today's trouble be sufficient for today. That's not a success quote, but yet it is. Let today's troubles be sufficient for today. And let today's joys be sufficient for today. I really did have a great lunch hour. I came to rest and rejuvenated. So what's a tool you can use every day? Immerse yourself in high-level vibrations, emotionally, mentally, and physically. What am I going to do for fun? I'm going to get to see my grandson. And my daughter-in-law has been wonderful to send me updates on my grandson that lives in Washington State. So I'm thankful to her for doing that. I'd like to thank everyone for joining us today. I encourage you to email in info@makingshiftshappen.com with the questions you might have or to add to the speed round. And if you haven't done so already, consider leaving us a review. Thanks so much for joining us. I'll see you next week.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Making Shifts Happen with Dr. Stephanie Stanfield. To learn more or to reach out to Dr. Steph, please visit makingshiftshappen.com and join us again next time.